What are you gonna do while I'm gone?
Actually, I have to hang out with Shoshana tonight.
You're gonna hang out with Shoshana alone?
I know, it's so strange, but she called me and she was like, I have to go to this women in business mixer and I'm so terrified because I'm so socially awkward and I seem like a crazy person and maybe I have an Adderall addiction and you please have to help me and I'm so hungry and please help me, please, please. And I was like, stop talking.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this number? I'll go with you if you shut up. Let's make sure there's an open bar and hopefully the woman who invented Spanx will be there because I have a lot to thank her for.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another wonderful episode of Boys Watching Girls. We are just two boys watching HBO's Girls. We're your hosts. I am Joe Welke.
I am Vance Tucker.
Oh, last name. All right.
You know why I did that? I feel like this is for the diehard Boys Watching Girls podcasters where trivia nights, you know, what episodes did Vance say his full name?
Yeah, it is rare. It is a sporadic thing.
Yeah.
And today we are talking about season 6, episode 2. Overall, this is episode 54. It is titled Hostage Situation. It is directed by Lena Dunham, written by Lena Dunham. The original air date was February 19th, 2017, to an audience of 708,000 people, 0.708 million people. And this episode is all over the place. I felt that way anyway. It was part comedy, part horror, part drama.
I agree with you. I was thinking when we got to a certain point in it, the horror point, I was thinking, yeah, this is what I was asking for. Season 6, let's just go weird with it. And it doesn't, and it doesn't stay in that spot, you know. It goes weird, and then it just immediately gives it up almost. I thought it was going to be silly if they stuck with it, but I was kind of on board with it.
Yeah, I mean, I was on. It was like a very intense. We'll talk about it obviously later, but the scene that we're talking to where it gets kind of horror-y, like even the music changes up and. Mm-hmm. It just seems a lot more like there's stakes involved and people are in danger. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah, you get some Dutch angles in there, you know?
Yeah, well, I was also like, this is exactly what you always talk about where people flip a switch and their whole character just like changes. And then it's like we get a backstory about them like that we had no idea. No one was privy to. There was no hints of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, what the hell? Where did this come from? This came from left field, dude.
And it comes in. And again, we're going to talk about it. I don't know. We should just probably hold off. But it comes in and then it just kind of, I feel like it's a flip for a later episode or for the character later, you know, as opposed to like, I don't think it matters as much this episode. It's going to be like the like reimagining or like retooling that character. For the next couple episodes, you know, because now that person has an excuse for their behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this episode, we normally do the character breakdowns, but this one is kind of like a two story arc where there's a Shoshana, Jessa, and Elijah adventure, and there's a Marnie, Hannah, Desi adventure.
Yeah. And there's a little crossover of Hannah and Elijah.
Yeah, I think that we could probably go the first, like, three scenes and then divide it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once they go on the trip, then we split it up.
Yeah. All right, so this episode opens up with Marnie and Desi fucking. And we get to see Marnie's thing in action of how she can only come with people that she hates.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has a big old orgasm and then starts crying and is like, oh my God, I'm worse than my father. This is awful. The whole talking during sex thing that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And then her and Desi are having like a whole conversation and Desi's like, you need to believe in the good in you. And she's like, do you believe in the good in me? And he kind of hesitates and he's like, ah, yeah. She's And then he's like, well, I didn't come yet. Did you come? And she's like, yeah. And then he's like, well, I'm going to keep going until I come. And then it's just like 15 more awkward humps.
Yeah, it seems like she's stunned that he's having sex with her at that point. Like, it seemed like it started out and it was pretty, like, you know, rough-ish sex. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, she's like, oh, God. Like, she's pushing back on his chest like he's doing something different than he was before.
I think she thought that it was just going to stop once she was like, I hate myself. And Desi was like, no, we're going to push through this.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a pep speech and then I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, because she's like, I hate myself. Why am I doing this? I'm worse than my dad. I feel bad about Ray. And then Desi's kind of like, hey, you're a good person. Don't believe any of the things that you're saying. You're fine. And she's like, really, you think I'm fine? He's like, absolutely. And she's like, okay, cool. And he goes, did you come? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, well, I didn't. So I'm going to keep going. And then she like has kind of like a, like she's leaning back and his necklace is hitting her in the face and stuff. And
yeah, but it was like the same as the beginning, except for, I guess, I mean, she's in a different emotional state, but I mean,
oh yeah, for sure.
She definitely waited for her to get off before she decided to like feel bad about what she was doing. And I just wrote down in my notes that they're just the worst. The two of them are just the worst.
Absolutely. Dude, as soon as this episode opened and they're banging, I literally went, oh, no.
Yeah, I was willing to give a little bit of a pass of them having hooked up that last episode a little bit. Like, not great. But if it was
when they were going through like the divorce paperwork and stuff.
If it was going to be a one-time thing, sure, Ray should be pissed off. He should be freaking out. But I'm like, okay, Marnie, you slipped up. Now they're just like, together.
Like, yeah.
Legit together.
Yeah. It's fucking awful. Yeah. It's awful to watch.
Yeah.
It's, and then so Desi finally is like, he throws in the towel and he's like, I'm not going to come, I don't think. And Marnie goes, yeah, I don't think you are either. And then the title card.
It seemed like he forged his way through and got done.
Oh, you think so?
I think there were sound effects of him finishing underneath the girl's logo.
Yeah, it did sound like they were still going with the title card. But wow, what an awful, awkward scene. Yeah. Just terrible.
Oh, poor Ray. Poor Ray.
I know. And that's what we lead into after the title card is Hannah talking to Elijah about the Desi Marnie situation. Like, what the fuck? Like, she's going to Poughkeepsie with Marnie and Desi for some reason. I don't know why that she needs to go, but she's like, I got to go to Poughkeepsie with her and I have to just pretend like everything's cool and she's not fucking over Ray and everything's fine. And it's like, this is just all so terrible. And I just don't know why any of it's happening.
It is like season six. They're like, we need to not be in New York City for these episodes. Like, we need to travel somewhere. Hannah goes on an adventure every episode. I just thought Elijah was making great points of being like, even if you don't go, you're still harboring the lie. Like, you know, he has so many lines in this one. We also learn that he's hanging out with Shoshana later that night. And he does a great Shoshana impersonation.
I specifically wrote that down because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So they're going to some like women's networking event that Shoshana asked him to go to because she's like so socially awkward and I just need somebody to be there with me and I need blah, 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 blah. And Elijah's doing like that exact impression.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking funny. But when he said that he was going somewhere with Shoshana, I was like, oh, okay. This is an interesting combo that I've never seen.
Yeah, same. I was like, wait. And he brought up a point like, how did you get this number? How do you know this? Yeah. Because he's never been with Shoshana, like ever. Like, we've never seen him really interact that much. Yeah.
But there's a thing about Hannah telling Elijah that he needs to keep this whole Marnie Desi thing a secret. And he's like, you know, I can keep a secret. And you just know for a fact that he's never going to keep that secret.
Yeah, well, I was like, oh, he's going to tell Shoshana. Like, that's the only reason that the two of them would be in a scene together next. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which kind of, like, you know, pays itself off. But not in, like, a huge, big, like... I like how this show does stuff where it reveals like that don't get, like, season ending. Like, it's not episode ending that happens and it's like, oh, my God. It's just like, oh, that happened. Heard about it. Moved on. Which we'll get to, but yeah.
Yeah, so after they make set up the episode, basically, to be like, Hannah's going to Poughkeepsie with Marnie and Desi. Elijah's going to a women's networking event with Shoshana. Then Elijah walks away and it's revealed that he's been bottomless this whole time. He's Winnie the Pooh in it.
Yeah. Well, we started saying Winnie the Poohing it or Donald Ducking it. I did not expect it to come up as much as it has in this show.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Because wasn't Hannah sleeping like that one time?
Yeah.
When her mom was with her?
Yeah. But I think it happened even before that. It's just so many times where it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Hannah's look, Hannah's look when she just like stares at his ass when he walks away is amazing.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Like, it's almost like she just realized that he didn't have pants on.
Yeah. Like she was with us and like, oh, I guess it is kind of weird that his dick's out.
And they're having a full on conversation. This is a long scene.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, there's a lot of like Hannah being, I can't believe that Marnie's doing this to Ray and I don't want to go to Poughkeepsie with them. And then Elijah's like, you think you want to go to Poughkeepsie? I don't want to go to this thing with Shoshana. And like, it's at least 3 minutes long.
It is really funny that Marnie and Desi are going to Poughkeepsie, like of all places, and why?
Yeah,
and why?
So stupid. So this is where everything kind of diverges. We get a scene with Shoshana and Jessa making a video for their grandmother's birthday, just in case we all forgot that they are related.
Yeah,
because I kind of did.
It's always been in the back of my mind that they're cousins, but like, you can have cousins that you don't hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're making a video for their grandmother's birthday, and, you know, Shoshana's being sweet, and Jessa's being Jessa, and Jessa's like, hey, make sure you wear protection when you're fucking everybody at the old folks' home. It's like,
I don't know where the, like, I don't know. I got nothing. I don't know what to say about Jessa right here.
Yeah. So after they're finished, Jessa's like, so what are you up to? Shoshana reveals that she's got a new job. She's got a marketing job at, I forget the name of the company.
I think they said Silverhorn.
Yeah.
And I briefly Googled it and I couldn't really narrow anything down. I found a Silverhorn that it does... branding for like Asian companies or the Asian market, but I don't know if they're based in New York.
That would track if she did get a job there because she has experience with the Japan market.
Yeah, but I don't think they have an office in New York. I don't know. I just Googled quickly beforehand because we don't do a lot of research.
No.
Yeah.
We watch it. We come over and we record.
Yeah.
The most research that we have is me at the beginning of the show when I give you the stats on the original air date and stuff.
Which I've zoned out for most of those. But this time I did notice 0.7 million is a lot. That's a lot for episode right now. They haven't had that for a while.
Yeah, this is a pretty big episode for them. It's been a while since they've hit these kind of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway... Jessa's trying to be like, so what are you up to? Maybe we should hang out. And Shoshana's basically kind of avoiding hanging out with Jessa. She's just been like, oh, I have plans. And Jessa's like, what are the plans? She's like, I'm just going to this thing with Elijah. She's like, what kind of thing? And she's like, it's this women's networking event. It's not your crowd. You wouldn't want to go. And Elijah's like, why wouldn't I want to go? What's the crowd? She's like, it's professional women. And Jess is like, that is my crowd. Why wouldn't I want to go? And it's like, take the fucking hint, Jessa.
And Shoshana be smarter. Give her the wrong address. Do something.
Yeah.
Like
lie.
Like lie. Say you're having an affair. Affair with Elijah. Just who cares?
Yeah.
Like who cares? Don't let this woman come to this networking event that you are psyched about. Because yeah. Jess, and I was a little upset that Jess was coming just because I wanted to see Shoshana Elijah without the mm-hmm. Jess of third wheel. Just in a selfish way. I wanted to see like how their energies interacted. You know?
Yeah.
It's like how I like seeing Shoshana with Adam because he just cannot. Yes. He cannot handle her. And it's like seeing Laird with Adam. It's like seeing that like tension of like personalities.
Yeah, the odd couples. You know, we see Marnie and Hannah all the time. Mm-hmm. We see Jessa and Hannah sometimes and Hannah with Adam. Mm-hmm. Like we get some of these relationships, but when it's a rare combination of like Elijah Shoshana.
Yeah.
What's that going to be like?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I love that Shoshana closed the video message and said, yeah, I'm probably not going to send that. Like she's already frustrated with Jessa, like for making her come over there. She's saying, if you want to hang out, like you can schedule it with me because I have a new job, which I guess she's not working at Ray's Coffee anymore. I guess she's done with that. I guess she's done with the marketing and branding of it, or maybe she's on retainer. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe that was just kind of like a fun thing that she was doing to help Ray out.
Yeah.
And maybe he paid her in free coffee.
But they were getting paid because Hermes was saying you're not fired.
That's true.
So I guess you could fire someone and she wasn't getting paid or on the payroll, just like moving on. But yeah, whatever.
I mean, maybe Ray quit the coffee business to be a roadie for Desi and Marnie.
Yeah. He found his true calling. Yeah. He's just a roadie for bands.
Being a cuck.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, Jess is kind of forcing her way to going to this networking event. And she's like, oh, should I wear shoulder pads or not? And so that's going to be great that Jess is coming to the event. I wrote down that Jessa weasels her way into the event. Fucking weasel, dude.
Like, what is she? I feel like she wouldn't even be this amped to hang out with people. Like, it's sometimes she's so aloof and now she's like desperate for companionship. I don't know.
I guess because Hannah is not hanging out or doesn't want to be her friend anymore, she's grasping at any straws and any relationships that she has. But like, why would she want to go to this? This is Shoshana's so right. Like, this is not her crowd.
Well, I thought when she got there, it was going to be one of those things where she would, there's like a Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode where like Chelsea Peretti's character goes into, like they go to the Captain Holt's party, like early seasons, and like everyone there is like psychiatrists and therapists and they're fascinated by her because she's so weird and narcissistic. And I thought it would be something here where like she would go there. And having the therapist training that she's doing, being like, we've seen her go to like Marnie's art show and the artist is like, oh, I really like your candid opinion. Like, I thought she would like interact with more people and people would actually start liking Jessa more than they like Shoshana because Shoshana's so like, her energy is so needy and like, I need to thrive. And Jessa would be so lax that people would be like, no, come by the office. Let's talk about some stuff. Like, I thought that was going to happen, but she's just there.
Yeah, like she, yeah, that's usually what happens with Jessa, to be honest. Yeah. Like she goes to a place and everyone's enamored with her and the person that wanted to actually go there is like, what? Why do you like Jessa?
Yeah, either that or she was going to completely make a fool of her, like really embarrass Shoshana. And like none of those really happen. You know?
Yeah, I also was like, is she still doing the therapy stuff? We haven't seen or heard anything about that in a while.
If anything, this episode, I would have loved for Jessa's stuff to be like the C story and just have Jessa doing her own thing somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, just so I could just see what she's up to. Like, now I still don't know what she's up to.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that she's up to just dating Adam and everyone being mad at her.
Yeah, like, why is that just her? That's her thing? Just, it's over. Like, it gave Hannah a writing career now. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
I thought we moved on at the end of last season, but apparently not.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Some people are still butthurt about it.
Yeah.
So then we get to the event, and Shoshana and Elijah are in a elevator, and they're discussing like what the deal is. The women that are hosting this party are the CEOs of a denim company called Jamba Jeans, and Shoshana knows them from high school. And now they're kind of launching this networking event that's called We Men, and it's an acronym for something, and I don't remember what it was for.
Women entrepreneurs working up networking or something. I didn't write it down. I wrote down WeMon, but I didn't write down that, what it actually meant.
Yeah. I know that the N stands for now. But okay. I don't know. But they look really fucking cool. I saw them in the thing. Elijah's got a white turtleneck on. He's got a white blazer. He looks sharp as hell. Shoshana.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Shoshana looks like straight from the 80s, like business suit. It's like kind of plaid white business suit. And I thought that she looked really cool. And then we get close-ups of her face later on. And her earrings are enormous.
They are huge. They are huge hoop earrings. Very thin metal. But like they are hitting her shoulder, but like wanting to come further down. Like they're so big.
They're enormous. They like could wrap around. It could be like, it's like she's wearing a necklace around her ears. Like it's so big.
Yeah. Like I'm not one who normally notices this stuff. I'm not the fashion corner guy, but that I was like, yeah, those are huge.
And also I feel like, you know, this is a professional women's thing. And I feel like those aren't very professional.
Are they? It's kind of a throwback to the big hoop earring time, so I don't but it's like young professionals too. It's not
like hip trendy professionals. I guess, but she looks kind of like straight out of the 80s. And then we get out of the elevator and we see Jessa is there, and Jessa looks even more out of the 80s.
Does she have shoulder pads on?
She might. Like it looks like she might.
She definitely has a business, like she dressed like a person who's like, oh, this is what business people dress like.
Yeah, it's like a green plaid suit.
Yeah, like 9 to 5 or something. Yeah, like one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like Shoshana and Jessa are women from like a Michael Douglas movie from the 80s.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's really interesting when they're in the elevator, the way they're like framed across from like that like digital billboard poster type thing. It has a very, I was trying to think of a movie that I've seen that has like something similar to that. Because it seems like so out of place for the episode and the way the show overall looks usually. It's not as crisp and modern like that.
It looked kind of like a dark drama. Kind of like, what was that movie about the Fox News anchors? Bombshell? Like it might have been from Bombshell.
Yeah. I'm picturing that trail. I didn't see the movie, but I'm picturing that trail. I could see them being in an elevator, like posing that way and having that conversation.
Yeah. Or even like Uncut Gems. Did you see Uncut Gems?
Yeah, I did see Uncut Gems. I would think Uncut Gems is a little more muddy for me. It had that. Like, it had like the futuristic, like not cyberpunk, but like I couldn't put my finger on it, but it looked like they're about the. It had like a John Wick to it. That's what it was. Yeah. Like if they get out of that and they go into like the Russian club, like if that elevator opened and they walk through a Russian club or something.
Yeah. Elijah's got a gun in his breast pocket.
Oh man. He's got to be in an action movie at some point. I'd watch that.
He also looks like he's going to a boat party. Like he's about to be the captain of a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very weird. And Elijah gets to the, they get to the name tag table, and Shoshana listed Elijah as her assistant. Yeah. And he's like, what the fuck? And she's like, I don't have anything. Please just let me have this. He's like, fine.
He's going along with it. Like, yeah. Kudos to Elijah. Like, yeah.
He's a good friend for somebody that he never hangs out with individually.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a bad person. That's the thing about him. Yeah.
And that's why he's consistently ranked like number one or number two in the likability rankings. Mm-hmm. Like he's just a great guy.
Yeah.
So then the CEOs of Jamba Jeans, the hosts of the party, need to make a speech, and they need to, you know, let everybody know what the deal is and what introduce the event to everyone and who they are and what they started. And there is a really weird, like, end of their speech thing about, you know, they want to empower women. And then at the end of it, they're like, and people want to know, do we allow trans women to come to these meetings? We don't know yet. But anyway, enjoy the rest of the party. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what? Where did that come from?
It was one of those things where it's like, I don't, it seems like when they kind of poke fun at like this, the woke culture, you know, when they poke fun of it and it's saying, oh yeah, we accept this, but we don't, like, they, like, we yeah. aren't even sure, you know? Like,
yeah. We want to be inclusive, but also we don't know what the proper steps are.
Yeah.
And we aren't accepting of it actually.
Or did, like, or not, or just like it's a tricky subject and we haven't made a decision on it yet. Something you don't need to bring up at the end of your speech. But
yeah, it just was so out of place.
Yeah. I just hated the whole, I hate stuff like that. The whole, their whole like spiel of synergy and women coming together and like not the empowering women stuff, but just the whole like corporate branding synergy.
Exactly.
Oh, so
it's such a bunch of bullshit.
Such a bunch of words and like, yeah.
It's hollow. It means nothing. Like, you ever, like, you go to meetings like that and they're like, we're going to bring it into the new blah, blah, blah. This is the new, the way the, and it's just such bullshit because as soon as those people get off stage, they're going to talk shit about everybody there behind their backs and just, it's so fake. And I don't know why. There's so much of that in the world.
Well, because that's how you're going to make money. Like, that's all it is. Like,
I know. It's so disgusting, though.
And that's the thing about Shoshana and this whole thing is that I feel sorry for her and feel bad for her, but I also hate her, like, way of viewing the world, too. So it's, like, one of those things where, like, I understand on a personal level. And she's not wrong in her, what we're going to get to, but... it's just like the way she sees the world and stuff. It's always been questionable. So
during the speech, like, Shoshana's looking at them like they're such an inspirational duo, and like, wow, these girls are like, they're actually doing stuff with their life, and I want to be just like them. Elijah and Jessa's looking like rolling her eyes, like this is such bullshit. Elijah's looking like this is such bullshit and drinking champagne, and he makes eyes with a dude.
Well, that's later. That's later.
Oh, that's like, okay. Elijah and Jessa see right through the bullshit. Shoshana's still kind of doe-eyed and like, these girls are so inspirational. I want to be like them.
Yeah, that's been, I mean, that's at least that track. That's what she's wanted since the beginning, to be like a really successful businesswoman.
Yeah, that does track, and that has been her character arc.
Yeah.
So after their speech, the CEOs are mingling, and Shoshana's like, oh, hey, I forget what are the girls' names? Do you know?
I don't know. I know one of the actresses is Annie Q. She was in Leftovers. I don't remember their names at all.
Yeah, I just wrote down the CEOs of Jamba Jeans. Mm-hmm. So the CEOs of Jamba Jeans are just mingling around, and Shoshana makes her way towards them to be like, oh, hey, what's up, ladies? We're never going to see these people again. It's not important to know their name. But she's like, hey, it's been so long. And the CEOs are kind of like, oh, hey, Shoshana. And she's like, oh, this is my executive assistant, Elijah. And he goes, at your service, ladies, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and you, this is my cousin Jessa. The CEOs are like, oh, we remember Jessa.
Once they said that, I was like, Jessa should just like excuse herself and walk away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If she had any common decency, she would.
Oh my God. If you knew they were going to be here, like, did she know the Jamba Jeans people were throwing it, right? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And you know they know your cousin? You do not let your cousin show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
fatal flaw. Mm-hmm. I mean, poor Shusha. Dude, this scene was so cringy and and douche chills.
Well,
because
they asked Shoshana's like praising them and like loving their like the company, and they're like, oh my god, 2 years, cheers to us, we love us. And then they asked Shoshana what she's doing, and she's like, I'm working at Silverhorn. They're like, oh, that's cool, blah blah blah. At one point the two CEOs say something about a company, and they're like, I love how they do nothing but accomplish everything. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think this is like one of the lines where like they're not on camera and you can see like Elijah reaction, but that conversation just like snowballs, and it's just jargon, and unless you're in that industry, you just don't care.
It's all of that shit. It's Shoshana is networking so hard, and it's so superficial and so hollow. And that is why I am so unsuccessful, because I can't do that. I'm so bad at that. And that's such a huge part of literally everything in life now, like comedy, working and making connections and everything. Yeah. And I'm so bad at it, because when I see stuff like Shoshana is doing in this scene, I'm like, this is so hollow and fake, and it's such bullshit.
See, I'm good at that stuff because of, I think, my approach at it. Where I know, like, this is just bull, but then I try to find some, like, random thing to latch onto that I can talk about with it, you know? Like if you
know,
like, if you're there and you're talking about their genes, you start asking genes questions. Like, you don't, like, you just dive deeper, but don't, like, go too crazy. And then find, like, some common thing that you can talk about where you, but I just can't do the... you got to try to find a personal level with something, you know, like you need an in, like, and Shoshana's just going to like try to praise them till they break her. And that's just not the way to do it, because they get that from everybody, you know?
Yeah. And I also feel like it's different. So it's weird, because I had that other podcast, the Dating is Hard podcast, where I would just interview random people from dating apps. I didn't know them at all. No previous connection. I would just like have like a 30-minute coffee with them beforehand to make sure that they weren't murderers and to prove that I wasn't a murderer. And I had a lot of really good conversations. I think I'm really good at that. But going to an event that's specifically like, this is for networking, I think that that conceit of that is so hollow, and it, you can see right through it all. Like, in comedy, one of the big things at the Comedy Store and like how to get ahead is to know a door guy, and the door guys will, you know, sometimes do favors for you and you get you up on the open mics or in better positions and stuff. And everyone's like, you got to hang out at the store. You got to go hang out at the store and network. And it seems so hollow to me and so fake. And I feel like the other people see right through me. And they see exactly what I'm trying to do. And it just, it's disgusting.
It seems strange that you were able to convince people that you weren't a murderer, but you can't network. Like, if you're able to convince people of that and lure them and lure them back to your podcast room, networking should be a piece of cake for you. No, I get what you're saying with I do agree with you with the networking event that is just specifically for networking. I find those tricky. But if I'm at like a party or another event, I'm okay with like networking with that. Like in Brooklyn, I knew all the bouncers and bartenders of all the bars that I like you went to. Like, at least like not all of them, but like I would go to a bar and be like, oh, I knew one of the people working here at least, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too. Like if I'm at a party, like I don't have a hard time having conversations with people that I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I can talk to random people, whatever. But if it's like, this is an event for networking, then it's like, this is fake as fuck, man. Like, can we not?
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm here to give you my card and your card. And it's
oh, tough. Hey, you do that? Oh my God. That's so interesting. Can you tell me? Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. You just want to meet people like randomly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, after praising and kissing their ass for forever, Shoshana is basically like, you know what? It's really cool and I'm really inspired by you. Jamba Jeans ladies, like, we should hang out sometime and like chill and talk about, you know, our jobs. And the Jamba Jeans ladies are like, yeah, I don't know about that, Shoshana. You actually really fucked us over. And then we get this backstory of how Shoshana was supposed to go on a trip with them to, was it Aruba?
Aruba, spring break, yeah, something like that. Some spring break and, trip, yeah.
Yeah, she was supposed to go on a spring break trip with them, and Shoshana bailed at the last minute because Jessa wanted to hang out with her or something. And they're pissed off at her, and they're like, we don't know if we can ever forgive you for bailing on that because we had to split that room, and it was so expensive, but... thankfully, that's where the idea for Jamba Jeans happened. And without that trip, we wouldn't be where we are today. So I don't know if we were going to ever hang out. So bye. Yeah. And Shoshana's devastated.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Elijah's having his own little moment where this black bartender waiter walks by, stops, looks at Elijah. And they have a complete silent conversation with each other.
Yeah, they just are lip reading and miming shit to each other.
It's eye fucking at the highest level. That's what it is.
For like, sure.
And does Elijah say bathroom first? And then it's
I'm
like,
not sure.
It's like bathroom and then it's blowjob. And then the guy's like, blow me. And then Elijah's like, And he just walks off.
Yeah,
it's just like
side quest for Elijah. Funny,
so quick, like no confirmation of like, is he gay, is he not? Nope, just eyes, it's happening, game away. Yeah.
I also like that during the whole time that Shoshana is kissing the Jamba Jeans girl's ass, Jessa and Elijah are looking at her like how I would be looking at her, like, oh, this is disgusting, like, yeah. This is sad to watch because Shoshana's just like lowering herself, and it's just sad.
Well, it's a desperation thing that
yeah,
you have to pretend like you don't need it right away. It's the hard thing, like with any job, you just have to go in and not seem like you need the job, even though you applied for the job, which means you need it or want it. So yeah.
So after they are kind of like, yeah, we don't really want to hang out with you. Shoshana, the next thing we see is Shoshana's trying to get a taxi and Elijah and, well, Jessa's waiting with her and Jessa stole a plate of hors d'oeuvres. She got an actual plate. Like a ceramic plate with a bunch of appetizers, I guess. And Jess is like, I don't even know why you want to fucking hang out with those girls. They're all fucking lame. And it's like, oh, so exactly what Shoshana said earlier, that this is not your crowd.
Yeah.
But she's like, yeah, why do you even want to fucking hang out with them? All these people are fucking lame and stupid. And you shouldn't even want to be around them. Mm-hmm. You're better than this, blah, blah, blah. And then Elijah comes out and he's like, what the fuck? I go to do a line of coke in the bathroom for 1 minute and I come out and you are nowhere to be found. What the fuck happened? Why are we out here? Why are we leaving? And then there's a conversation happening. I don't really exactly remember, but I know that the result is Elijah is mad at Jessa for banging Adam. He's like, well, why don't you go steal somebody? Whoa, that was a real crazy stutter.
Just pretend you're lying about being a murderer. Go.
Elijah notices that Jessa has the plate of hors d'oeuvres. And he's like, oh, wow, really classy. You're stealing hors d'oeuvres now and plates. Why don't you just steal another guy's boyfriend again? Why don't you? And she's like, oh, you're mad at me for that? And he's like, I'm not mad, but it's just kind of shitty to do. And then
I thought that came out of left field for him to just go. I forgot that was still an issue because I don't know how long the time jump we've been on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
but it's also, I mean, Jessa brings up a good point. It's like, are you actually mad at me for that?
Yeah.
And I was trying to be like, yeah, why would he be mad? But I guess it's because he's friends with Hannah.
Yeah.
And then he spills the beans about Marnie.
Well, she brings up that, oh, is this, like, Jess was like, oh, are you guys all mad at me because of the Adam thing still? And then she's like, oh, what about Ray? He's hooking up with Marnie, because Ray hooking up with Marnie is the same as, like, Ray used to hook up with Shoshana, now he's with Marnie, and no one seems to be, like, big deal about that. Which I think, yeah, in Jess's defense, is a fair point.
That is a fair point, and one that I hadn't thought of before. And now that I have, I'm like, okay, fair.
And it doesn't get enough time to breathe. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm, it literally happens, and then they're like, oh, he's not fucking, Marnie's fucking Desley. Like, Elijah spills that beans. But we don't actually let that sink in that, hey, the Ray hooking up with Marnie thing never became a big issue. Like, even back when it first came out. Mm-hmm. Like, now they're actually dating each other, but at first they were, like, sleeping together. Mm-hmm. Shoshana got mad, cried at the play, but then that was it. It wasn't, like...
Well, she also jumped on Marnie and, like, kind of shook her.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's happening with Adam and Hannah, Adam, Jessa, Hannah, is, like, been going on for a season and a half, almost. Like, it's been, like, we can't even be in the same room, you know?
Yeah.
Like... Marnie came over, and Shoshana's been living with Ray. Like, they've gotten past it somehow. So, I mean, Jess has a great point here, and they just don't let her point land because they move on to Marnie being awful.
Yeah, they move on to Marnie and Desi because Elijah, like, spills the beans. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, actually, she's fucking Desi now. And then I think this is when Shoshana just kind of has a little mini freak out and just like, everybody shut the fuck up. Because Jessa is also like, let's get a taxi. I want to go. Where's the taxis?
Well, she tells Jessa that she doesn't care about the Ray thing. She's mad about her just ruining her life and that she made her go to Rockaway instead of going on that spring break trip. And that's why she's ruining her life. And like, it doesn't matter that we're cousins. You need to just get out of my face. And like, Jessa yells back at him to grow up, and Elijah's taking that hard.
Shoshana basically blames Jessa for her not being one of the Jamba Jeans ladies.
Yeah.
But also, if she was on that trip, they probably wouldn't have thought of the Jamba Jeans idea.
It's one of those, like, things you'll never know, like, how that would have worked out. But I will say, because Jessa showed up to this thing, which isn't even the reason that they brought that up, because they had no idea that Jessa was the reason they bailed on the trip. They just don't like Jessica's Jessa.
Good enough.
But her not being able to say no to her cousin is a problem. And hopefully she can start saying no at this point, because she sees the real ramifications. Like, she didn't want to go over there to do the grandma message at first. Then she didn't want her to come to this thing. She didn't really want to go to Rockaway when she went on a spring break. There's other issues, like, where Jessa just kind of takes over her life. And now that Shoshana's older, because when the season first started, she was still in college, she hadn't traveled at all, she hadn't like had jobs or anything, so like Jessa was this world traveling, like, I guess I'll take her advice. Shoshana was a virgin still back then, you know. So now she's grown up and she's like, you know what, I don't have to hang out around with you.
And the reason why she went to Rockaway was because Jessa said that some boy that she liked was going to be there, and turns out that he wasn't there. And I feel like that was a lie that Jessa told just to get her to hang out with her.
I think it was some celebrity, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, Jessa leaves. She screams, get out of my face. Just because we're cousins doesn't mean that I want to hang out with you ever. And Jessa's pissed and Elijah's pissed. And that's the story with Shoshana, Jessa, and Elijah.
Yeah, I mean, it ends on, like, Shoshana breaking down while Elijah yells at Jessa and yells back at Jessa more so. And, like, Shoshana's been having some rough... check out the Instagram page. She's been having some interesting moments in this series. It's a lot of lot of frames of her at the end of episodes. Not in the best.
Oh, yeah. She is lost. Like, Marnie was kind of lost potentially lost.
Marnie's lost.
Marnie's the worst.
Marnie might be a lost cause. I can't see in 8 episodes how we fully redeem her character.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, she just sucks. She's the worst, dude. She stinks. But, yeah, so that wraps up Shoshana's story with Elijah and Jessa. I thought that was pretty interesting. It is sad, like, you know, when you have those moments where Shoshana sees everything that she could have been and she's not, and she's jealous, and Jess is like, you wanted to go to Aruba? Who even wants to go to Aruba? And Shoshana's like, a lot of people want to go to Aruba. Yeah. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, now we get to move on to Hannah, Marnie, Desi. So the last we saw them, Hannah was talking about going to Poughkeepsie with Marnie and Desi for who knows why. Don't know why. I guess Marnie just invited her and she felt obligated to go.
Do you think she had to go to keep the ruse of, like, so she wanted to go on a trip with Desi, which means they're like back together dating kind of, which is so weird. Did she want it to get away with Desi? Who knows why? But she couldn't do it without saying, oh, I'm going away with Hannah. For Ray. Like, so she needed Hannah to go to be the excuse.
I'm not entirely sure if I'm being 100% honest with you.
No, I'm just thinking, like, do you think that? I'm not saying it's in the story.
Yeah, when we see Desi and Marnie roll up in their badass fucking convertible.
It's definitely a scene from a movie because he's in his, like, French striped shirt, like the white and black or white and dark blue striped shirt. And she has, like, sunglasses and a scarf on. It has, like, a very... not Breakfast at Tiffany's, but that actress, like, has one of those, like, really throwback.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald-y.
No, not Molly Ringwald, but what's the actress from Breakfast at Tiffany's and I'm not drawing a blank.
Oh, Elizabeth Taylor?
No.
I thought Breakfast at Tiffany's was Molly Ringwald.
No, Molly Ringwald was Breakfast at Tiffany's is. Like, older than that. Molly Ringwald is from... You don't know any classic movies. I don't know why.
Yeah, you're right. I don't. Like, I can't watch them. Like, what? I can't watch them, dude. I can't fucking watch them. I watch them and they feel dated as fuck. And especially, like, old school action movies. Like, the CGI and special effects are awful. And I've just seen it done so much better recently that when I will go back and watch those movies,
Audrey Hepburn is what I was thinking.
Audrey Hepburn, okay.
Yeah, Breakfast and Tiffany's came out in 1961, and Molly Ringwald.
I'm thinking of the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was Molly Ringwald in that?
Yeah, she was.
Dude, I'm so bad at that shit. I haven't seen any of those, like, John Hughes movies.
Yeah, no, you're watching this in SD. We're surprised that you can't watch an older movie when you're watching this in the oldest format.
Yeah. But when they showed up in their convertible, I was like, why would they be hanging out if they're not fucking? And I was like, oh, yeah, they're in a band together. They're supposed to be in a band together. So it wouldn't be odd for them to be together.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if he's not staying with her either. So, like, she could just lie and say she's going to visit her mom for a weekend. Like, I don't think she needs Hannah to be there.
I don't know why people don't lie more in this show. Shoshana should have lied. Hannah should have lied. Marnie should have lied. Like, everybody should have just lied.
And I just don't know why Hannah would want to come around on this trip. And Elijah made a great point. Like, you don't need to do this.
Yeah, she doesn't. And it's so awful, too.
That's like being third wheel at someone's honeymoon. Like, why are you going on that trip?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And, like, the whole time that she's there, she's just being a bitch. Like, even Marnie calls her out. She's like, if you're going to be a bitch the whole time, why'd you even come?
Why did you invite her? Yeah. None of it makes any sense.
In what world would this have been a fun trip for Hannah? In what world?
If Elijah was having one of his crazy orgies and she needed to get out of the house so she can finish her writing on a sex cult, like, and that would be her only way. But other than that, there's no reason for her to take this road trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the story needs to happen.
So they get to Poughkeepsie and she ends up going into a store that sells almost everything. Almost there's a billboard for Boar's Head sandwiches. Like there's a poster for Boar's Head like deli sandwiches behind them. She knocks over a whole stack of books in the most clumsy way possible when she enters.
Yeah, it looks kind of like an antique thrift store, but why would they have sandwiches?
That threw me off. Like that when I saw that, I was like, did they just? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And then the proprietor of the shop, is it a famous person? Because I didn't recognize her.
An actress named Joy Bryant. Haven't. I just like quick IMDb. I didn't see. She's been in stuff, but nothing like. Oh my god, that's this person from this thing.
Yeah. So she is the, I guess, the worker that's on duty at this store at the time. And Hannah is just immediately smitten with how she looks. She's like, oh my God, you're the most Instagrammable person I've ever seen in my life. You should be a model. How come you're not a model?
Yeah.
And then that lady goes on a fucking story about how she lived in New York for a while and she would get migraines because of the stress and she didn't like living there. And then one day she just collapsed on the subway and fell into the onto the third rail, which is, if you don't know what that is, like in New York, if you land on the third rail, it's the electrified one and it'll fucking kill you. But so she landed on the third rail. She's the only person to ever survive. And Chris Noth from Law and Order rescued her and picked her up off of the track. And little note about Chris Noth, big Baltimore Ravens fan like Vance and I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if he's from Baltimore, but I know that he's a Ravens fan.
Hmm.
Yep.
All right.
And Hannah's just like, okay, cool. How much is this tea set that's over there? And the lady is like, you know what? For you, it's free. Since my accident, I have a little bit of a psychic ability, and I have a feeling that you're going to need this tea set, and it'll save your life one day. And Hannah's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, she's like, I'm getting a lot of Teen Witch vibes.
Yeah,
which is a older movie. I don't think I've actually seen it.
Yeah. But, welcome to the club, Vance.
I think that's one of those movies that people see and love because it's so bad. I know How Did This Get Made did an episode on that podcast. But yeah, this scene, when you get to the end of the episode, you have to think, why?
Yes. Yes.
I'm okay with stuff subverting expectations, right? And the show does that a decent amount. But when she gets the tea, the tea set, and she's like, you're going to need this, and it's free, and I'm kind of psychic. You're like, ooh, I can't wait to see how this tea set saves her. You know?
Yeah.
Like, are they going to have a tea party?
Chekhov's tea set.
Yeah, Chekhov's tea set. Yeah, exactly. So is she going to have to hit someone with it? Whatever. And then we get to the horror part of it, and I'm like, oh, okay, somehow this has to tie in.
Nope.
Spoiler alert, it does not pay off.
Yeah. But while she is wrapping up this tea set, we see Marnie and Desi outside of the window, and Hannah's like, oh, that's my best friend and her fuck nugget of a band member, then they're in this weird lover's tryst, and they have their own separate scene that's going on, and Marnie's pissed at Desi because she's like, you looked at that girl in the yogurt shop, and Desi's like, I thought she was in danger, and then Marnie's like, oh my god, you're such a sweet guy, and then they start making out, and then he starts grabbing her boob and like trying to suck her boob in public, and she's like, Desi, not in public. It's like, what is happening in this fucking show?
Dude, it, like, it's the worst. That couple is the worst. Yeah. And again, that's double foreshadowing because you like we have this like beautiful shot of her putting the tea set into the box. And
yeah.
And I think she owns that store, that woman working there. I think she owns the store.
Okay. Yeah.
Her story did not explain how she moved away. And now owns the store that she gives away free stuff. She didn't even want Hannah to clean up the books. She was like, I've been meaning to rearrange. It's like she went in a time portal and this place doesn't really exist. Like they come back the next day and that store was never there. You know,
I was going to say, maybe this is like a Stephen King, like Needful Things type thing where, you know, she gets the tea set and it only gives poison tea.
Yeah. I just don't get what that was all about. Exactly. And the whole story about, like, how do you feel about leaving New York is something that we've already seen Hannah leave and come back, you know? Like, yeah. So we're not really, are we trying to tease, like, oh, she's going to move out of New York finally? Like,
I mean, she just got her new beginning in New York after she tried to go on that trip with Fran. And yeah. Then she comes back and she's like, you know what? This is a new beginning. Yeah, and then she goes to fucking Montauk last time. And she's like, maybe I'll stay in Montauk. And then yeah. She goes back. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, maybe at the end we'll get to where what that story. But I'm wondering what this scene is setting up. Or what
yeah, me there too. For. Yeah. And then so they finally get to the cabin, I guess, that they're going to be staying in for the trip. And Hannah is, like, delicately taking out the tea set and admiring it and looking at it and being like, this is such a beautiful tea set.
It's a nice house that they're in, too.
I don't understand.
I don't understand whose place it is. They got this nice whip. They got a new, they got the nice place. Like, yeah. Hannah's setting out the tea set and she's like, oh, I'm just going to go upstairs and start writing. And I'm like, all right, this isn't bad. Like,
yeah, this is going to be a relaxing trip.
As long as you can soundproof Marnie and Desi's room, you should be good to go.
Yeah, well, thankfully they don't soundproof the rooms, because a little bit later on, after Hannah has decided that she's like, I don't want to be around you guys or see you guys. I'm just going to go write. If you need me, don't call me or whatever. Yeah. She's being pissy the whole time. Don't go. So anyway.
Yeah, I need a more compelling reason for her to be there. That's all.
Yeah. So she's typing and Marnie is going through, it looks like just luggage, and she pulls out a mason jar with some pills in it, and she's like, Desi, what's this? And he's like, it's nothing. Those are just mints. And Marnie's like, they're just mints in a mason jar? You collect mints now? And then he's like, yeah, it's just mints. Don't worry about it. Put it back. That's for my personal briefcase. Put it back. And then Marion's like, I don't know. It's just really fucking weird that you just have mints. And he's like, okay. And this is where there's like a violin strike. Mm-hmm. And the scene gets very dramatic. Mm-hmm. And there's this very intense music playing. Mm-hmm. And Desi's like, it's Oxycontin. Okay. I've been doing it for a year. I've been taking 20 pills a day. And then Marnie's like, so you were on Oxy on our wedding day?
Yeah, you were high on our wedding day. I knew you felt a little off. I'm like, that's what you're thinking about right now?
Yes. Yeah. And like, he's walking menacingly towards her and like freaking the fuck out. And then she's like, no, you don't get to do these. And she throws the jar on the ground. She starts stomping on it. And Desi's like, what the fuck are you doing? Give me my pills back. And she's stomping on them. He tries to sniff them off of the ground.
Mixed
and
with
then
the glass.
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is going to end in a murder. Like, somebody's getting murdered.
I was like, thinking to myself, I'm like, Marnie, do not destroy the drugs. You are away. This guy is a junkie. He is not around where he could get more oxy readily. And you want to be trapped in this guy coming down from Oxy High. What? Like, no. When she broke that jar, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Do you have no thoughts of like what consequences are? Like,
like his reaction to you destroying his drugs that he has admitted to being massively addicted to. 20 pills a day. Like, his body is wrecked. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you do this, he can just kill you. Like, he may just flip off the... Like, this is not cool.
Yeah. No, this is a horrifying situation.
And it wasn't like she just got upset and threw it. Like, she's going around stomping them and trying to crush every pill. As if him being on Oxy is an issue. Which is not. Yeah. Like, it wasn't... Like, she's been with him for... He's been doing it for a year. She's been with him for that year. Now she's like, you got to get off of this so you can get back to the person I used to love. No, he's the same person. Yeah. Who cares if he's on Oxy at this point?
She's basically only known him as an Oxy addict.
Yeah. Like, you have, he's been on Oxy when you married him, when you divorced them and when you got back together with them. So, and went on tour with them. So at what, why do you think you need to stop this immediately right now?
And the biggest thing that Desi brings up, which is an incredible point, is like, how could you have never noticed that I'm doing 20 pills a day?
They lived in a half a room apartment.
Yes, yes. How good of hiding this stuff is he?
And the mason jar, why is he keeping those pills in a mason jar? Like, 90% of that jar is empty.
Yes.
Like, it's like he had the, it's like he's the girl from, like, the Gambit, the Queen's Gambit. And just
with the with those fucking sleeping pills or whatever.
It's like, why would he have, like, why does he need a jar that big for those, like, that little amount of pills? Like,
yeah,
keep them in an Altoids tin. Like, that would travel better. Like, a mason jar in a suitcase is a breaking hazard. I don't know. It was just... Yeah,
and then so a physical struggle ensues, and Desi's grabbing Marnie, and she's screaming to Hannah, like, Hannah, come and help me.
Wait, she screams, Hannah, you dirty slut, get down here.
Yeah, yeah. And meanwhile, there's still horror music playing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, horror movie music, because it's a horrifying situation, and I was genuinely worried for the girls.
Yeah.
So Hannah is like writing. She's got her bag of hot Cheetos and she's like, what the fuck is happening now? She lazily walks down and lazily grabs Desi and is like, Desi, come on. What's going on?
I'm all for how she reacted to this because of those two, I'm not running down like, oh my God, this is a big fight. You just watched them have a weird argument and makeup outside of the place. Like, you've seen their relationship. Like,
yeah,
who knows what's happening? Like, it's not until like later that it gets to Hannah point where it's like horrifying, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's broken glass everywhere and there's obviously like a struggle. If you have any kind of worry for your friend, I think that you would go at Desi a little harder, but she has like no urgency and she's just barely trying to pull him off. She's like, come on, Desi.
I feel like that's almost the best way to approach Desi. Like, honestly, like Adam, like, you're like afraid and like you can't physically do anything. This one, you can just grab Desi by the hand and kind of walk him out. They carry him outside the place.
Yeah. So, yeah, they carry him outside. Then they're like, we got to lock all the doors. Yeah. They lock all the doors and Desi keeps showing up at every door that they're about to shut. And he's like, come on, let me back in. So
it's like a horror movie. It's like Scream where like they're like, oh my God, get the back door. Did you get the front door? Oh my God, upstairs. Like,
it really is. It reminded me of this Netflix movie called Hush.
Oh, yeah.
Where a guy's trying to get in.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is very Hush-like. It's very Us, the Jordan Peele movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's like a break-in thriller. And then, so they lock all the doors, and they're like, oh my God, that's crazy. Desi's lost his mind. And then Desi punches through a window, which we all knew was going to happen. And he's screaming, bitches and cunts! Bitches and cunts!
His knuckles are bloody. It is like a mess, dude.
And Hannah takes a spatula and just starts lazily slapping his hand. Now it's like, dude, fucking a little more force behind that, please.
He just punched through glass. Like, I don't think a spatula hit is going to be the thing that stops him. Also, This is the moment where it knocks over the tea set. He punches through the window, and it knocks over the tea set.
Okay, see, I never really got that because I was too focused on fucking Hannah slapping him with
he punches through the tea set batter thing. The tea set falls off the counter and it smashes. That is the end of the tea set.
Yeah, that didn't save her life at all.
No, I was like, oh, he's gonna punch through. She's gonna grab the teapot and like hit him in the head when he like does here's Johnny type situation, because all the people are, like, Desi's turning into Adam, I guess, so like they're both gonna be at rehab in a few episodes together, or AA in a few episodes. But yeah, I thought she was gonna grab the teapot and like hit him over the head with it or something. I'm like, oh, okay, that lady is kind of somewhat psychic or whatever. But no, the teapot just falls on the ground and that's it.
What a frustrating show. Like,
I'm okay. I just don't know. I just,
this episode's frustrating to me.
Oh, man. You don't even know what you're in for.
Oh, we still haven't gotten to the episode that you've already seen.
It's the next one, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, man. All right. I look forward to that.
Oh, man.
But so then I also love Desi just screaming, bitches and cunts, bitches and cunts, as he punches. What the fuck?
I don't know what the plan is. Is it to leave him outside all night?
Like, I guess. I don't know.
What?
I thought the plan, this would be my plan, leave him outside all night. I guess he would sleep in the car. They wait until morning when cooler heads prevail and then leave. But that is not what happens.
I would have thought they would have called the cops the way they were locking the doors and fearful for their life.
Yeah, that would have made more sense too.
It's two white girls in the house and a bearded junkie.
Yeah.
Like, with bloody hands. I think the cops are going to be like, all right, yeah. I think we're going to take him away. And then just enjoy that house.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a dope-ass house. Then have a little fucking spoon cuddle session to, you know, make themselves feel whole again.
Yeah.
But instead, what we get next is them sitting on the floor. I don't know where in the house, but I guess it's pretty far away from where Desi is.
It seemed like it was the kitchen. You could still see, like, the pottery, the tea set on the ground and stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, Marnie's sitting there crying, and she's like, how did this happen? How did I end up like this? How do I always end up with guys that are on drugs and I don't know it? And then Hannah fucking burns the shit out of her. She's like, well, it's hard for you to notice. Hold on. Let me say, it's hard to have observations when you only think about yourself.
Yeah. It's hard to have observations with other people when you only think about yourself. And yeah, she says that to her because she knows, like, because Hannah's like, I'm like this too. So. Yeah.
So then they have their girl bonding moment, and then Desi's still screaming like, I'll fucking climb up through the chimney. I'll come down that bitch like Santa Claus. Amazing.
I got to say this. Desi's character, awful, but the actor's giving it 100%. It's not easy to do this. It's not easy to have to play so unlikable.
Yeah. So then Marnie turns. She's like, Hannah, I need to ask you a question. Will we still be friends after this? And then Hannah's like, I mean, of course, I've already been through all this shit with you. Why couldn't I be friends with you? And then they have like a nice little chuckle. Desi's still trying to break in and murder them or something, or whatever he's going to do with them.
It was one of those questions where, why are you asking this right now? And
yes.
And of course you guys are forever friends. Like, you guys have had that conversation at the beginning of the last season, and you guys are inseparable. And to your point, Joe, like, you always were asking, like, when did Jessa become the best friend? Because that was being taught. And I told you, the best friend thing is not a literal sense, and that it's the one. It's like they're both best friends. So
yeah, I think that's a lady thing. That's a women thing. Like, they have best friends. It's like, where plural, yeah. I feel like guys have a best friend.
So
single.
So if you're one of the three guys that listen to this podcast, could you could you write? Well,
it's
going to
be it's you and me, and then some other person in like Poland. That's a dude thing. We have the best is one, but with women, it's like, oh, she's my best friend. Oh, that she's my best friend too. And that's my best friend.
So. Yeah. Like, she's going to call Shoshana her best friend later. So,
yeah, true. So then we have like a slow walk montage scene of Marnie and Hannah leaving the cabin, about to like steal the convertible and leave. And I was like, okay, this is going to be cool. They're going to leave Desi there without a car. But instead, Hannah goes over to Desi, wraps up his bloody hand, picks him up, and then throws him in the back of the car. And then they start to drive away, and Desi's like, you know, I guess we all fall down every once in a while. It's important to pick ourselves back up. And then Hannah and Marnie are just like, hey, shut the fuck up. Shut up. We don't even give a fuck about you. And then he's like, okay.
That is the funniest part of the ending of the episode.
Absolutely.
I do think it's weird how she's helping, one, that Hannah's helping Desi up.
Yeah.
Two, she's helping him up like When did he hurt his legs? Why can't he walk?
I guess he's going through withdrawals. I have no idea. I don't know anything about drugs.
No, he should be able to get up and walk. Like, he just took some oxy. Like, he just snorted some. I was also thinking afterwards, that window was broken and bloody. Like, is this a rental house? Like, is this a friend's house or a rental house?
Yeah, is this like an Airbnb or something?
Yeah, like, did they clean up the inside of that house? And what are they going to do about that window?
No fucking idea, dude. And that is an excellent point. And what they're not getting that deposit back.
What a horrible, horrible trip to drive up there just to drive right back.
Yeah. Like, they were there for probably like, it seems like an hour or two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long she was in that store getting her tea set, because it's night when they pull up to the house.
Yeah.
It was day.
Yeah, because when they pull up to the house, Desi goes, "Hello, darkness, my old friend."
And yeah, and then Hannah just like flops out of the car. I don't blame her. She's just like, "Get me out of here."
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, man. And that is the episode, Hostage Situation.
Did you think the title did it for you with the hostage situation? Do you think there was a hostage situation that they were in?
No, but for the show, it's as much as an hostage situation as you're going to get. I mean, their titles a lot of times just don't make any sense.
I feel like Shoshana was in more of a hostage situation with with Jessa being like, "I'm going to tag along with you. I'm going to stick."
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's hot take Tucker over here.
I thought the Desi being a murderous psychopath outside was going to last a little longer or be.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they could have had a little more fun with that.
Yeah, I guess they weren't really hostages in that situation.
Like, once he punches, like, the threat goes away once they start talking about being best friends and stuff. And then at the end, they just, like, walk out. Like, they're not.
There was a little. Yeah. There was a little moment when Hannah was helping Desi up and Marnie was behind the wheel of the car that I thought that Marnie was just going to like run him over.
Yes. Yes. I wrote that down. I thought she was going to run him over for sure. Cause
like,
they like,
that was going to be their bonding moment. It just like kill a man.
The light was on it and she's smiling and like, it would have been insane if like Hannah just let him go, dove out of the way and Marnie drove into him. Like,
yeah, cause I think when Hannah had him up on her shoulder, she gives Marnie like a thumbs up, I think. It's just, or like gives like a knowing smile.
Yeah, they just like, look at each other and like, dude? This seems like murder time. And you being a murderer, you know the look.
I know. I saw the look. Yeah. I was like, that's the look of a murderer. Yeah. I recognize that look from Marnie.
I see it in the mirror every day. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, I thought that this episode was going to go so many different ways, and then it just didn't. Like, the lady with the tea set, that led to nothing.
Yeah.
Desi, I thought that Desi was going to get a lot more violent than he did, and he didn't. And it just kind of became like a goof by the end where they're just like, "Shut the fuck up, Desi."
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that took away all the weight of, like, it was so funny, but it took away all the weight of the seriousness of it. But did it need to be, like, the point I was making earlier in the episode is that him now having a drug addiction means that now he can get help for the addiction and then be a different person altogether and just blame everything on, oh, I was addicted to oxy.
Do you think that after he goes to get treatment, I feel like he'd be the type of person to get like really, really religious?
But then it's exactly what he's been before. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's already been like, "Hey Bella, oh, you got to get the spiritual." Like, he's always been that bohemian, you know, North Pacific person. What did Hannah say? He's like, if the Northwest knitted a man or something.
Yeah, knitted a
if
man.
If the Pacific Northwest knitted a man.
That was a pretty good line.
That's a great line. God, he's the worst.
But yeah, that is the episode. Do you have any final thoughts on it before we tease the next one?
No, I just like, if you have thoughts on this episode, you're going to have to wait two more to figure out what happens.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, last little announcements. Follow our Instagram, Boys Watching Girls Podcast. Email us, boyswatchinggirlspodcast@gmail.com. We're taking suggestions because we're nearing the end of this. If you want to, what show we should do next or whatever, who knows? But yeah, the next episode is titled, oh boy, next episode's titled American Bitch.
Yeah. I won't give, any predictions on this one because I believe it's the one I've seen.
You know what's funny is so I watched this, I downloaded it from Amazon, I purchased it, and it's all asterisks. It just says American B and then a bunch of asterisks.
What? You could say bitch on TV like anytime. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. I guess if you're interested in watching girls too, like you know what's coming. That's a very adult themed show.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to this episode because you've already seen it and it seems like there's going to be some crazy shit happening.
I'm half interested to talk about it. I'm zero interested to rewatch.
All right. That's a great tease, everyone. All right. Stay tuned for our next episode where we talk about American Bitch. See ya.
She and Desi are seriously considering trying anal.
He's not getting anything up Marnie's ass.